Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So we're talking about, you know, it's not enough to know the news, but you need to know what to do with the news you know. Well, the United Nations, oh my goodness, just kind of gets under my skin just to say
it's
it.
Woodrow.
Yeah, Woodrow. You know,
Woodrow. This is the legacy. Legacies matter, man. I tell you, they matter.
And believe me, by the way, legacy, this, I don't think America's ever seen a legacy, you know, outside of George Washington, the Founding Fathers' legacy, out of administration they're going to see coming out of these 8 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's so many regulations that have been written. There's so many things. It's just like, it's like this legacy is going to be, you know, unless we actually say, you know, let's make a new constitutional amendment. Let's just go in and kind of just put a big bonfire in front of the White House and say, okay, let's just burn all these regulations. Right. You know, we'll do like Morrissey, you know, just for about 10 days. 10 days. Listen, America, it's only 10 days, you know. Martial law, we're going to go after all these regulations. We're going to burn them. We're going to thin out federal workers. We're going to, even if we got to build industries and just give them to these federal workers, so let your company have it, take it, and move them out of the federal workplace. And then just like reboot in 10 days, go, whew, that was great, wasn't it? That was wonderful. You got like five people up there, including the president and his wife, is all left in the
right.
Like, okay, we can do this thing. We can do this. It's called the people's house. It's not called the president's house. It's called the people's house. But the United Nations, which is in New York, it's right out there. I think, you go there every day, right, John?
Yeah. No, I don't.
You're about, 15 miles away from it?
Close, yeah, about that.
It's your fault.
No, it's not my fault.
What are you doing about this? Okay, the United Nations just voted. Now, just a couple, like 5 seconds ago, they were shooting missiles into Israel just because.
Mm-hmm.
And their goal and their constitution says that they will not be satisfied until Jerusalem is their capital. And they've destroyed all of Israel. It's just written in plain. It's like, hello, bad guy, not good. You know, it's kind of simple. And so everybody starts saying you need to negotiate with them like they're actually legitimate people that have legitimate causes. And you have the Hamas government that's there. And then you have the people that are not necessarily. Just because you see, I mean, Americans, we have people in America that go on the street and act a fool. But that don't mean all of America is like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so when you see TV cameras and you see three or four people running down screaming, yeah. Like, that doesn't mean it's all of Gaza. I mean, there's sane people in Gaza, but the reality is that the world's negotiating with these insane Hamas, and they voted, and then they just hours ago they were shooting missiles into. Okay, listen. 5 minutes ago, somebody was beating your family up, killing your children, punching you in the face, and nobody said it was really wrong in the world. Mm-hmm. And then finally, you know, you went in there and did a few things, and they just negotiated with evil, and they got him to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm catching my breath here from evil.
Right.
I'm catching my breath. I don't know what's going to happen. How long is this ceasefire going to last? And then a few days later, like yesterday, the United Nations votes. Think about it. The United Nations votes. The Palestinians in the West, basically in the West Bank, right?
Right.
The Palestinians, they voted to make them an observer state, sort of like the Vatican, you know?
Yes.
That they, so by doing that, you're saying that they exist and they are, and they're a state, you know? That's big.
Legitimacy here.
Legitimacy. It was like the argument with the healthcare bill. It was like, it was just an idea until somebody started arguing a part of the healthcare bill. I was like, oh my goodness, why did you just acknowledge that it exists and it's going to be? Exactly. And when you start arguing its components, you know, it was like your head. And all of a sudden now that this is the big thing. 193 nations voted to say, accept them as this observer state, and only nine voted not to, and two of those nine are the United States and Israel themselves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's actually 138.
Well, 138? Is it 138?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 193 members, but 138 voted for.
Okay. And so think about that. And only nine against, and 41, which is against, you know, abstain from it. I time, but not voting is voting.
Yeah, right.
And that was it was the European Union where, you know, all the including Germany and Britain, they voted
our allies.
Yeah, supposedly our allies and all the European Union now, when they just all started following suit once this nation did, this nation did, this nation did. And you're looking at, my goodness, I could just see prophecy fulfilling so quickly. I mean, hang on. Don't if men are telling you that you have 100 years, you know, I don't know how many years we have, but it could easily be like now. I mean, things are happening quickly. And so you're looking at to say the Palestinians now are recognized as a state and in the United Nations as a observer state. And Britain said the reason why we said yes, and Merkel, you know, with Germany said the reason why they said yes is because the Palestinians promised, they wouldn't use the criminal courts.
Right.
And what you're going to find out, they're going to take Israel to the criminal courts of the United Nations. Yep. And as you see, the United Nations is not for Israel.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You know, these votes, you look at these votes, you get a chance to see, you know, in a way it's like, okay, you know, well, one thing I love about votes is it kind of gets everyone's playing their cards. You got to see where everyone is at. Right. You know, you look at all these countries, it's like,
unless they vote present.
Right. Mm-hmm. But 138 nations, France now, France being the first.
Well, you remember what he publicly said about Prime Minister Netanyahu to our president.
That's right.
Right. Sarkozy, and it's like, come on,
and which
now.
Our president agreed with. You think you got it bad? I got to deal with them all the time. And so even though they voted against it, I really believe in the heart of our leadership, including Secretary of State, big time Hillary Clinton, had orchestrated this entire thing. And see, they have to please us, give an appearance to us, because we've always been, you know, the conservatives and Christians in America has always been the fly in the ointment to the this world system. And the Constitution's been the fly in the ointment. So they have to somehow stay in popularity with the people of America so they can stay in power.
Mm-hmm.
But the people of the world, remember when the president went on an apology tour to all these different nations, when Hillary Clinton went to all these different nations, when under her husband's administration, which she was very active in, because the president says you get two for one, President Clinton did, that they established CARE, you know, which is... you know, American Islam relations, you know, this taking place in America. And they're intertwined when her assistant, President Hillary Clinton's assistant, is the daughter of two prominent members of one former, because he's past her father, of the Muslim Brotherhood. When the Muslim Brotherhood is what's coming into power, when they are actually arming right now the militant arms in Syria, they're starting to really step up now and say, okay, we're going to put our weapons in there. So now, I think they were hoping it would happen. We didn't have to make this big public thing going on. So now the president is openly saying, you know, entertaining the thought of saying, listen, let's just go ahead and take this president out. Why? Because they're establishing a caliphate. Yeah. I mean, Geraldo Rivera a couple of weeks ago on Fox News said, we have let them establish their caliphate.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. And if Geraldo sees this, but it's like, and of course, obviously, our president sees it and they see it. But America, we wake up. A caliphate means this to Christians and to Jews. Not good.
Not good.
No matter what they tell you, not good. No matter how they present it, not good.
Yeah.
You have to understand, to acknowledge, and you can find this out on the VFN Torch, and that's why we have it for you. God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Go in there and type in Islam. You know, and begin to study the difference between Christianity and Islam. You either if you're either for one or the other, but you can't be for both. I'm not talking about being against them. I'm just saying, you know, who's your God? You know, is Allah your God through, which is another name for God, but that makes their version of God differently. They say Muhammad is his prophet. And, or is God your God whose son is Jesus Christ? Because Islam denies Jesus being the son of God. Denies the Trinity, and which nullifies their entire religious experience. And Christianity acknowledges Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the only way to God. And a caliphate is where Islam, the Quran, which is their book of worship, is the law. It's the law. And if you look at all the nations that are getting this caliphate, it's all surrounding Israel. Think about it. We are getting so close. What's going to happen when it looks like America can't be there for Israel? you know, Christians can be there for Israel, but we can't be there in a military support-wise. I mean, we can be there through prayer and financial support and those different things. And but we're not going to be there, obviously. We have no militant power, and we're not trying to build a kingdom in this world. Mm-hmm. And so this is real close. We're real close to where Israel will do everything they're going to do and find out we're still surrounded by a caliphate, and they're going to look up. And mm-hmm. the second they look up, that veil's going to drop. And they're going to see God, and they're going to see the Messiah. And at that point, it could be the dispensation of grace is over, brother. Mm-hmm. If you have a major decision, this is not forever. There's a season to this. And we're coming to the close of this season. And you can see, look at your news. You can see in your own natural eye that what's taking place right now, that every natural human being under those conditions would look up.
Yeah.
And Israel's going to begin to look up, because right now Israel's very secular. It's very, very worldly. But they understand that they're blind. They got blinded, so that you as a Gentile can be brought into the kingdom. But there's, mm-hmm. once the full number of the Gentiles are brought in, then that's not going to happen anymore. And all of a sudden, the blinders are going to be lifted. The veil's going to be lifted off of the eyes of the Jews, and they're going to see God clearly, probably a lot better than the present day church sees. Because they know so much more through the mm-hmm. through the heredity and the history. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that brought the Bible to us. And it's over. I mean, that moment, that's a very crucial point in time in prophetic history where, you know, the rapture of the church, the tribulation, all these different things start taking place. But when they're being surrounded like that, and America's being minimized and being humbled in the context of this, and all these nations are voting against Israel, they aren't saying I'm voting against Israel, but you're voting against Israel when you're recognizing the Palestinian West Bank as a Palestinian state,
mm-hmm. right? Because you know the whole thing is they're trying to circumvent Palestinians to negotiate with Israel, and Israel's like, you know, we're not going to have that.
That's the whole thing in there, that they're thinking that we'll just make it happen,
exactly,
outside of negotiation. But Israel has to be in the part of that, so that if they force this. And Israel's going to have to respond. There might not.
Absolutely.
Remember this word, and I said it before, crater. Mm. Crater. You know, and there comes a point in time when you're strategizing with your war plans and you realize, okay, yeah, we might have some consequences now for doing this, but if we wait 3 more months, then the consequences is we're totally annihilated. Mm-hmm. So is risk of being wounded in a major way or just totally destroyed them, what are you going to take?
Yeah,
and I just feel crater. I mean, you got to make a stand, and it's got to be loud, and it's got to be strong. That's what America used to do. America used to say, "Okay, bam," and all of a sudden, everybody said they understood strength, they understood power.
Everyone backed up real quick.
Yeah, and Israel understands this. I mean, even when Gaza was firing those shots over, they went and said, "Okay, great." They just started like kicking this particular leader out, B, C, D. Right. I mean, they were like taking advantage of the situation to take all their missile.
And you think of the great patience of Israel. I mean, you look at Hamas, and you look at the Gaza Strip. There is no comparison at all between the two militaries or the economies. You look at Israel and their military compared to what's going on with, you know, the Palestinian, the West Bank. They've been very patient in all of this because they know that the minute the rest of these other countries are going to just come on in and just create a big stir. You know what I mean? It's just like
they've
been very patient throughout this whole time, and it's.
And that's what's important to understand is why are we talking about Israel and the Middle East? Because ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. Israel is the apple of God's eye. Understand where Islam has their little temple there on that's where Abraham offered up Isaac.
Yeah,
that's where they're believed to be. Where he's offered up Isaac,
Mount Moriah.
Hmm. Where you see the temple, you see the bottom of the foundation of the Western Wall, where you see, you know, the Jews and Christians praying at the Western Wall, the temple. Temple Mount. That's Moriah. That's Mount Moriah.
Mm-hmm.
And you see what the adversary wants to do. He wants to take over anything that's God's.
Mm.
He wants to claim it and take it over. And ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And it's going to be really, really rough if we don't wake up. And I can still hear the snore of the church. I can still hear, we'll just keep burying our head in the sand of denial. And it's like, it's not going to be good. And understand, if you find out, finding out is not always the right thing if you find out too late.
Mm-hmm.
because you're going to need time to articulate how do you no longer do what you were doing, mm-hmm. you know?
Absolutely.
You know, we talk about it, and you can find it on the VFN Torch. You know, the church needs a halfway house, you know, where how do I, okay, I'm going to leave captivity, which is I'm going to leave prison, the institutionalized church, and then I'm going to be free. Mm-hmm. But understand, somebody's been in prison for a long time, doesn't know how to be free, and they end up right back in prison again or some other prison. And so you need like a halfway house for you know, to be able, you need to be able to hear that and understand that, listen, we've got to start being the church. And we've got to start being the church. It's time for us to step out of all these crutches that we're leaning on, all this religion, philosophies, and men's traditions that's taken the place of a relationship with God, personal relationship with God, where you hear from God yourself. Now we have to do it. I don't know how much time we have to do it,
right.
But I'm feeling like the fact that the way they're putting, you know, Ambassador Rice up, it's like, why would you do that other than if you want to cause a storm so everybody's looking at Ambassador Rice? Why something's happening with my right hand, but my left hand, I'm out doing something different. Because that wasn't ignorant. They weren't ignorant that was going to happen. They knew that was going to happen.
Of course.
When you call a meeting with the Senate and you start saying, hey, you know, and it gets worse. And all of a sudden people just start rice. And all of a sudden the left hand says a big shift takes place, you know, somewhere in America. Mm-hmm. We have to pay attention. You know, we want to be able to help you with the news, but it's not good enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.